I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Greetings, greetings. It's Fika, Fika, Fika with me. And I forgot I had a jingle before this bit. Welcome, you little ears. Welcome, your little bodies and your big brains. Thank you so much for choosing to listen to me. Happy good for shitting. Can you still say that? When do people get sick of that? March, maybe? Good for shitting. I think that means, like, carry on. Just bloody New Year, carry it on. Don't stop, because we've got 12 months to get through, so just carry it on. This is Fika, mid-Al Pitcher. I am Al Pitcher. Let's start from the top. That sounds like we're putting down an album. We're not. Tell you from the top. Picture. What I want to say is tak se mikit. Thank you very, very much. I actually said that the other day, tak se mikit, when I was in a taxi, and the person said, oh, I thought you were Swedish, by the way you said that. And then they were highly disappointed when I tried to speak prata svenska. That has been the aim of the podcast. I don't know how close we're getting with it all, but it's been weird. It's been strange. I took some books. I took some children on holiday. They were my children. I didn't just take some children. I took these little Swedish kids, and now they've come back, and they're speaking English. That's all they speak. So now we're at, I was going to say ground zero. That's not probably appropriate, but we're back at ground. What is it? What do you call it? Back at square one, that's what it is. So it hasn't been great. I had apps, I had time, and it didn't happen. So I apologize if I am still I am obviously still speaking English on this podcast, and the dream would be that we do it half, and that's what the interviews have been about, you know, pushing it, you know, pushing it's like a little baby pushing that little svenska prata out of my bits. I hope you're very, very well. I hope 2017 isn't freaking you out too much. It's weird times, but I think if we are good about it and we just be nice to each other, we can get through all this shit, okay? That's all I'm going to say on it, because you're hearing about it constantly and you don't need me sitting here with me having a fika. One thing I've decided to sort of talk about is make it a bit shorter. This shorter and sharper. That's what we're going to do. So you've got, like, I think the average, my journey time when I go to my office is 20 minutes. I've got an office. That's what I do. I sit in an office now. It's brilliant. I'm writing my new show. That's what I wanted to say. Tack så mycket. Thank you for watching my show. Fy fan Sverige. The numbers were mind-blowing. And SVT are very, very happy. I'm even more delighted. I was really overwhelmed by it. I'll be honest with you. I was in New Zealand. It was Saturday morning, 10:30. It played at 22:30 Friday, January the 6th in Sverige. And I sort of was there with my phone, My family was around, you know. We weren't like all huddled around, like waiting for the bingo lotto results. We, you know, we were having breakfast and I was just getting these messages of, oh, this is great. Oh, who's this guy? I like this guy. Whoa, he's got a burger face, that kind of thing. And people really loved it, and it blew my mind. So firstly, thank you for watching it. Thank you for telling your friends. I didn't do any interviews on sofas. I didn't do any newspapers. I just had you people telling your friend, your compass, your lover, your hero, your villain, that this is a good thing to do. And people, you know, wanted to watch it and enjoyed it. So I'm delighted. So taksamikit. Thank you so, so much. I'm really blown away by you people, okay? You're like a tornado of funny happiness. It's now on SVT Play. If you want to watch it, I would love that. And let's meet up sometime. Let's have a proper fika. Come to my tour show. That's what we'll do. I'll talk about those dates later on. You can listen to that. But so far, 2017 has been good for me. I just hope the idiots stop being idiots and we all get on again. So, let's get into the podcast. This is my first interview and a special guest. It's my son. It's the little Gubin himself, with a very reluctant interview to get it off and running as I follow this quest as Al Pitcher seeks to prata svenska one day. Hello? Ooh. Hello?
Is it me you're looking for?
Can I see it in your eyes?
I can see it in your smile.
Okay, you need to talk louder, but remember what I said to you is... What did I say? If you do this, you get some chocolate.
Yeah.
And it's quite late, isn't it? Quite late at night.
I know, I'm already got some chocolate.
Yeah, I know, but that shows how bad of a parent I am, isn't it? That I shouldn't be giving you chocolate now. Because we had fika this afternoon.
You're a good papa.
I'm a good papa?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, man. This is the first podcast of 2017.
Okay.
So how's it feeling, the new year? How does it feel? Any changes?
Nope.
What about this guy, Trump?
Bad.
What?
Bad.
Bad? Why is he bad?
Because everybody wants him because he's got all his monies. He's got money and he's got like shops. But yeah. I think that Trump shouldn't have won.
He shouldn't have won?
No.
No. Good. He's quite nasty, isn't he, as well?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. I didn't know you were so up on politics. How did you work that out? How did you find out about that?
I just guessed.
You just guessed he was bad?
Yeah, we just guessed.
What, is it because everybody's walking around going, Trump, we found Trump?
No. Because he is Donald Trump.
Trump. Is that how you call him? Trump.
Yeah. Donald Trump.
So it's better to have love than hate, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've been on holiday.
Yes, we have.
And we've been speaking English quite a lot, haven't we?
Yes.
We haven't been doing much svenska.
No.
Because we've been in Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, Hong Kong. And even your little sister, Iris, she learned some English and she prata ingliska the whole time.
Yeah.
And now she's like, come back.
Oh no, the English gone!
That's all she does, she just talks English.
Yeah.
So in the Dargies, everyone's like, nay, prata svenska! And she just speaks English.
Can you please talk Swedish? And then just, yes! And then just, hello, can you please elect to just take this off? Like, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Do you find it tough changing from English to Swedish? Like, nope. You talk to me English, but then you talk to your friends and everything else in svenska. Do you find that tough?
No, I think it's fun.
Do you?
I find it fun because then just learn me more and more and more Swedish and English.
You learn more and more Swedish?
Yeah,
and English. Excellent. Do you think I should try and learn more Svenska though?
Yeah.
How do you feel when I speak Svenska? Because I got in a taxi the other day and I said, "Tack så mycket." And then the person said, "Oh, I thought you were Swedish by the way you said tack så mycket." And then they found out I wasn't. And then they said, "No, just carry on speaking English because your Swedish isn't so good." That's not very nice, is it?
No.
How do you feel about the TV show being on SVT Play?
Good. But I didn't think it was funny when I watched you.
You thought it was funny?
Yeah, when I watched you.
You and your friend?
Yeah. Maxie.
Yep. What did you do? You found it?
Yeah. And SVT Play, and we looked at him.
Did you laugh?
Yes.
What was the funniest bit?
It's in the other show.
It's in the other show?
Yeah.
About the snooze?
Yeah.
Okay. What are your plans for 2017? You got any plans? What are you going to do this year that's different? Like, you're 7 this year.
Going to school.
Yeah. You going to teach me Swedish?
Yes!
Do you think so?
Yes!
Do you think I should...
Yes!
Do you think I should...
Yes!
Nay, stop being silly. Do you think I should speak Swedish around the house?
Yes.
Or do you and Iris feel that it's nice having, like, an English-speaking person?
Yes. Yes!
Your piece of chocolate is in danger of being fed to a squirrel outside. If you continue, if you, the bribery that I've given you know I've bribed you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know what that means?
Nope.
It means to give you something, to do something.
Okay?
So to bribe you, I've given you chocolate to do this. Because you were saying you didn't want to do any interviews anymore.
No.
Are you fed up?
Yeah,
with...
I want to.
You want to?
Yeah.
Because you're a superstar, you know that. There's people out there thinking, wow, this guy, he's the coolest guy ever. How does that feel?
Good, because I kiss the girls, I have most toys in the neighbours, plus I got the best dad in the world.
Oh, that's very, very nice. I didn't bribe you to say that. What was your favourite part on holiday? You saw a lot of different animals you don't see here in Sverige. You saw a koala?
Then the talking koala says everything I say.
Yep, but what about the real animals? You saw snake. Do you see a snake?
Yeah, and living and holding the snake.
How about that silly person who stepped on the cockroach? Do you remember him?
Yeah.
What did you say to him? What are you doing stepping on the cockroach? It's dead now. That's what you said.
He was just doing it. Like
okay, they can't see you. They can't see you.
But they can hear the sound.
They can hear the sound. Okay, do the sound.
And like, do.
Okay, and then he stepped on.
Cockroach.
He killed a cockroach, which apparently cockroaches don't die. If there's a war, there might be a war with Trump. Do you think there's going to be a war? Hope not, eh?
No.
But we've come back, haven't we? We've come back to Sverige and it's been a bit cold, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you've been an absolute ball of fun on this.
Okay.
Have you got any other little things you want to say?
Yes, I has, because okay. I want to meet my friend the crow, the kangaroo. Which way is that? Is this like just that way on the side? Okay, bye bye.
Wow. Okay. Hmm? Well, that was incredible.
And then bye bye, little koala.
Bye bye, little koala. Did you see a koala? Did you?
Yeah. And, like right at the side.
What about my hometown? We went to Rotorua.
Yeah.
How did you feel there? A bit smelly though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's got sulfur, smell of sulfur, wasn't it?
I thought it smelled like cow poo.
Cow poo?
Or horse poo.
Horse poo. What's the difference? In smell. No difference. No. Similar.
Yeah, really.
When did you last smell horse poo? Do you like to... Is that one thing you like to smell?
Nope.
Or cow poo?
The cow poo. It's a bit better smell.
How did you feel about flying around the world?
Good, because I always had a TV. And then I could watch and I could even play a game.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, I think you've earned that bit of chocolate, my little friend. What a pleasure it's been having you on here. Have you been nervous? Are you nervous?
No.
Do you get nervous about anything?
No.
You're 6 years of age. You've got life ahead of you, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Life is cool, eh?
Yeah.
You like to get up? You like to go to school?
Yeah.
Or do you like being on holiday?
Holiday.
Okay. Any wise words of wisdom? Do you want to say something to these people? People are listening to you in their ears right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you could change the world. Say something.
Bye-bye, everybody.
That's beautiful. What a beautiful moment. Taksimeket. Puss.
Hmm?
Okram.
Hmm?
Lille Elskling.
Papi.
Oh, tak. Okay, so that was a happy child with a happy upbringing. Thank you so much, little Frank. Now, these are the times and the places and the whereabouts of me performing on stage.
Breaking news about Al Pitcher.
Okay, I'm going to be doing some work in progress shows. This is the way in which I am going to build my new tour show, which is called Svaria Syndrome, which starts in October. It'll start in London, New York, and then I've got 3 dates on sale at the moment: Gothenburg, Malmo, and Stockholm. There will be more, I promise. There will be more. So keep going to alpitcher.com or buy tickets for those dates. New York and London not on sale yet. I don't know why I'm saying it so casually. New York, London, Gothenburg, Malmo, and Stockholm. Fy fan. It's quite amazing. It's called Svaria Syndrome. Come to that. It's my brand new tour show. If you enjoyed the SVT show, you'll enjoy this. I'm pretty sure. I'm confident. I've got ideas which I think are going to be good. So I have sold that to you. What about October, November? Surely we can see you before then, can't we, Al? Yes, you can. If you are up in Norland, I'm doing some shows up there. Go to stellarevent.se and come and see me. I'm doing 4 dates right up in Norland, kind of land, the land of the. And then I'm doing 2 work in progress shows in Karlstad and Hørgård Krokstad. You can get those March 15th and 16th. They are on billetto.se. And then I'm going to be doing 4 more work in progress shows. These are where I try the ideas out. These are where I sweat the blood. You stare at me. You consider throwing vegetables and fruit at me. And then you think, nah, Fifan, it's still dark. I need the vitamin C. So those shows are on. And they will be through Skåne. If you follow me on Facebook, you'll get all those dates coming through Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. That's where I'm at. I tried Snapchat. It confused me. I'll be honest. It really, really confused me. But now I'm going to be working hard and getting a new show up and running, so you can be very, very proud of me. I might not prata svenska, but I feel very Swedish. So let's hope we can... we could have some more Svenska when I'm on stage. Fy fan, that would be a dream. That's my live show update. There we go, folks. Hopefully I'll see you there. Alpitcher.com for all dates.
Breaking news about Al Pitcher.
Oh, don't get me started. Why, oh why, do you even do this?
Okay, this is the rant. I'm not really a ranter or a raver. Used to be a raver in the late 80s. Had the whistle on, used to wear neon boob tubes and shorts. Cut off denim jean shorts. Very good. I was a sight and a half. Long white socks. Sometimes a headband. I really thought I was the raver of the graver. But I was an absolute disgrace to fashion. This is what I want to say to ye. This is what's annoying me at the moment. We had a moment, right? We had a fika last Sunday. I actually put the photo up on social media. But it hurt me to the core. There was a cake, right? A coca. Brown chocolate cake, okay? With a bit of kind of raspberry little bits on top. Maybe 8 people around. Everybody has a bit. There, sitting in the cake tray for 30 minutes, was one slice. One slice was alone left. What is up with this country? Why can't someone just get in there and take it? Why is this pride, this kind of reluctancy, this kind of hesitation? Everybody's looking at it. Everybody's going, fy fan, I want that. But because you're Swedish, you don't touch it. Nobody touches it. Then it gets picked up and put away. And then someone is in the kitchen, just scurries and goes, oh yeah, threw it in the bin. Mouthful of chocolate cake. Fy fan, let's get better at this. Last piece of chocolate cake goes to the coolest person in the room. Okay? Let's change this. Let's switch this over. Okay? Let's have people enjoying the last bit. Let's eat the cake, the coca, until we get to the last bit. Fy fan, we can change this around. We can make Svaria a better place for the last slice of cake. Okay? That's it. That is my rant. Now take it, believe it, and show it to the people. Because we together will change this world. That sounded a bit Trumpy, didn't it? Sorry about that. Okay, folks, that is the podcast. I've made it shorter. I hope you've enjoyed this month, February. Yet again, look me up, chase me up, see me. If you see me in the street or anywhere, just say, hey. I've had a few people sort of say, oh, I saw you, but I didn't want to come up to you. Come on. I'm not an angry wolf. Not anymore anyway. Urgh. That's actually one of my favorite jokes. Do you want to get? I'll tell you two of my favorite jokes. I used to be a werewolf, but I'm not. No. And why do the French eat snails? Because they don't like fast food. There we go. Couple of jokes. Not mine. Wouldn't really say those on stage, but I thought I'd just cheer you up. Hope you like the French one. And I hope you like the werewolf. Or was it the werewolf or wolf? Anyway, stuffed it up. It's all in the way you tell them. Thank you so much for watching my special. Thank you so much for listening to the pod. I'll be back in March with a guest who will be a bit more upbeat than Lilla Gubin. Take care, folks. Hopefully I'll see you soon. Puss puss for now, and take care of each other. Don't forget, love trumps hate. Take care. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.